Shit, it's the motherfucking crazy one. Why do people make New Year's resolutions? Great question, right? Well, in my opinion, people make New Year's resolutions to make themselves feel better. You know, they say, oh, it's going to be a new me. Oh, I'm going to get in shape. Oh, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Yeah. You know, you could have been doing that during the year beforehand, not at the beginning of the year. You know, why not just do it every day instead of waiting to get some kind of attention for yourself of making a New Year's resolution? Now, me personally, I don't do New Year's resolutions because I know who I am. I trust in myself to make sure I do the best of me. You know, that's how it should be. But I don't understand people making New Year's resolutions. Makes no sense. Why? Confidence builder? Should have already had the confidence. Make yourself feel good? Should have already had that. Making a plan to, you know, just like raising your credit score? Should have already had that plan. And a lot of people just talk about it, don't be about it. You know what I'm saying? I don't need the whole world to know I made a New Year's resolution. No. But I don't even make them. But why do people make them in the first place? That is the biggest question that I haven't gotten an answer for. It's crazy. Ooh, excuse me. I had to burp there. Yeah. Why? Do people make New Year's resolutions? Just go into the new year being yourself. Be self-aware of what you want to do with your life. You don't have to make a New Year's resolution. You should already had a plan for it, man. Can't stress that enough. That's the thing about it. Our society has turned into, people want the most attention off some of the smallest, dumbest things. Man, forget that. If you need that much attention, that means you're really not comfortable within your own skin, you know, to believe in yourself. You don't need anybody else's freaking, what's the word I'm looking for here? Oh, man, what is the word I'm looking for here? But anyways, you know, you just don't need someone telling you, oh, yeah, you're great. You're doing this. No, you don't need that. If you already know what you're doing, you don't need anyone to praise you to make you feel better. Let your work ethic show. You know, that's how it should be. New Year's resolutions, people, my people, they're unnecessary. Really unnecessary. All right, everyone. Just had to get that off my chest this morning. It's quick and easy. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to take a little break here. I'm going to come back and hit y'all with something else that really bothers me with the beginning of a new year. All right. I'm back, everyone. Woo. Let me tell you. Like I was speaking on New Year's resolutions earlier. Now, I was at the gym this morning, and I was noticing that there was a lot of people that I never seen in the gym. So that was letting me know that a lot of people was like, yeah, I'm gonna hit the gym. I'm gonna get myself better, the new me. All right. I give you 3 weeks to a month, because we all know you're going to get fast results. You're going to think you made it. And you're going to stop your routine. Seen it too many times. Too many times. You know, the gym was packed this morning. That's cool and all. You know, it's nice to see people, you know, wanting to get themselves healthier. You know, that's cool. But I'll also love for these people to continue that and not give up on themselves or just give up on the routine that they've made for themselves because they see the see fast results. Because typically that's how it begins. You know, you'll see fast results within like the first 2 weeks. Then you start to plateau out. Then you thinking you haven't really, not that you haven't really progressed like you wanted to, but you feel like you have, so you start to slack off. No, don't slack off. Hit it harder. Hit it harder. Build off what you just progressed to. But you know, I say about 90% of the people that was in the gym today will not be there in the next month or so. But you know, more power to them. I ain't gonna put a lot of energy on those folks. I'm about taking care of myself, especially healthy wise. You know, I've been doing this for a minute. I don't need a lot of gimmicks to lose weight or tighten up my muscles or just, you know, get chiseled out. No gimmicks here. Nah, I don't need it. Like I say, I'm going to grind hard. Grind hard. You know, just like my SLA network brothers. Grind hard. Yes. But, yeah, you know, New Year's resolutions are not necessary. Really not. Don't waste your time on them, people. Don't look for reassurance from anybody. Have assurance in yourself. Believe in yourself. And you will not need anyone to praise you. Let your results praise you, you know. Believe in yourself. The results will be there. As long as you keep working hard, have a positive attitude, have a positive group of people around you that think like you, that's going to ride for you, eat for you, and you eat for them. And then everybody's at the table eating together. You know what I'm saying? There it is. No New Year's resolutions, folks. Man, can't stress on it enough. But you know what? It's that boy, Texas 3115, a.k.a. the Crazy One. And I'm going to let y'all ride out like that. Already, man. I do it 1,000
Now that I've said what I said about New Year's resolutions, everyone, all I can say for everybody is to just rise up. Yo, what's poppin', everybody? It's that boy Texas Made 3115, the crazy one. Well, the crazy side of me is really about to come out today, right now, because this mess that's happening with Iran is freaking crazy. But if you really look at it, this has been going on for several decades. Like, Iran has been jacking with America for a good minute. You know, they got mad because, you know, years back, you know, they put, America put some sanctions on their Iranian oil. So, you know, they kind of pissed off about that shit still. And then we knock out one of their big time military leaders, you know. Okay. So you mad. Whatever. Cool. But Iran, you're really not out of this shit. Because for one, oh, I guess y'all forgot that y'all sabotaged 6 oil tankers. Then you shot down one of our drones. And then you attacked one of the Saudi Arabia oil fields. Really? The oil field? Wow. Okay. Then this last attack y'all fucking idiots gonna do is you're gonna attack the U.S. Embassy and think that you're not gonna get a response for that? All right, I'm not the biggest fan of our president, Donald Trump. I give him his respect and I'll call him my president. You know, I was in the army underneath him. So, yeah, you can only push someone for so long before they retaliate, you know. So, with that being said, Donald Trump did what he had to do. Oh, y'all gonna attack the U.S. Embassy? We let y'all slide 6 other times. But now y'all wanna do this? Oh, I don't normally do this, but go ahead and send them boys in. Drop it on them. Boom, 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 boom. We take out one of your, superiors. Now you wanna be pissed off. You know what? Oh, well. Oh, well. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. It is what it is, man. If y'all really want to go to war, bring it. I mean, I'm not speaking because I'm angry. None of that. No, I'm speaking because I'm a freaking army vet, and it's been embedded in me to be a soldier at all times. You know? We was taught to eliminate any threat. So, yeah, there it is, man. But on another hand, looking at this, man, I'm just like, yo, this is really a bad time for this to be happening. You know, people out here just so oblivious to what's really going on. Man, it's amazing. It's amazing just to see how people don't understand what's really going on. You know, then you got the news channels blaming, you know, Obama or whoever, Biden. But you know what? In some parts of that, the media is not pretty wrong about it. Because remember, Obama did pay off a lot of people over there. Yeah. And you know what else is fucked up? Them terrorist groups are rolling around in our American military vehicles. Yes. They got the same gear we got. That's why we keep updating our stuff, because they're getting our old shit. Yeah. Quite crazy when you put money into some people who ain't quite got it all, but and then when we up and leave and we leave shit over there, like really, you think we just gonna leave our military vehicles and gear over there? You know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy. Shit is real crazy, man. Like, I don't know what else really too much to say about it, though, but I'm going to take a small little break real quick, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about all these freaking people who are supposedly think they know everything, like they tough and shit. I'm talking about these old I'm sitting on the couch heroes, but I'll be right back, and I'm going to get in on them as well. All right, everybody, I'm back. Man, the crazy one is about to really snap on some of these people, man. You know what I'm saying? Okay, for all you freaking couch heroes, yo, if you ain't never been in the freaking military, don't speak on nothing when it comes to war. Don't speak on none of that mess. If you ain't been out there, been through the vigorous training to get right and ready to go to war, man, don't even speak on it. Because for one, think about it. If that war, or if the war happens to come to our land, the USA, United States of America, a lot of y'all will be running like some little bitty ass kids asking for help. Oh, can you save me? No, remember all that shit you was talking, all gangster sitting on your couch, playing on your fucking computer or your smartphone, typing real tough words. Oh, but when that shit really happens, you know what I'm saying? Bring it right in your face. What you gonna do? For real. I, for one, I'm a vet. I ain't scared of that shit. Bring it. Motherfucker, I've been taught how to just straight kill motherfuckers, either with my hands or with any one of the weapons that I'm of my choice. Yes. Shit, from a 50 cal to a minigun, it don't matter. I've been taught how to use every weapon proficiently. Yes. And I will hit your ass or anybody coming for my family, any of that shit, if it comes to my land, the country that I've fought for years, oh, I'm hitting you. It don't matter if you 50 meters, 100, 150, 200, 300. Oh, you gonna catch it. You can go over 300 meters. I'm gonna catch your ass. Believe that. And my brothers and my sisters that's vets, y'all know if it comes here, it's on. Y'all know we gonna rally up. We gonna have those select few civilians that just not scared of nothing. They gonna bring it. But it's a few of these couch heroes that don't know. They don't know what it's like. They don't know what it's like. Somebody, or like, for instance, a little kid walking up to you with a AK-47 in your face, pointed at you, and you can't engage because he hasn't engaged you. But to me, you put a gun in my face, I feel like you gonna, you know, pull the trigger, you gonna kill me. So I'm gonna put a couple in your damn head. But the rules of engagements is real tricky. Can't fire off on people until they fire off on you. It's crazy how that works. But I tell you this, if it comes to this land, you couch heroes would be too scared to even know how to react to that kind of attack. You know, you don't understand. You don't know how to maneuver. You wasn't trained at all. But for us vets, we're going to have to save y'all asses because that's what we do. Don't matter what branch of the military you in. Because once a soldier, always a soldier. From any branch. It don't matter if we got out. We put our time in. Yes, we got out. But, hey, I still love my brothers and sisters of every branch of the military. And if it boils down to it, well, if we have to go back, shit, let's go. But y'all couch heroes, shut your mouths because y'all don't know. I don't even care if you are a child. No, let me not say child. I'm not going to say child. If your parents was in the military, I'm going to put it like that. And you never experienced what your parents experienced, but you have a lot to run with your mouth, you need to shut the hell up too. Yeah. I don't care if you don't like what I'm saying. I don't really care. But the fact of the matter is, don't run your mouth if you can't back it up. Simple as that. Hey, that's all I'm gonna spaz out on right now. You know, the crazy one signing off, man. I gotta go calm my nerves down. Murder, kill, 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 kill. It's real, it's real. The battlefield, battlefield.